The Lord bless you with His joy and His peace, heart dwellers. I have a wonderful message to share with you. It goes back to the early days when the Lord was dancing with me, and He's wanted me to go back in that direction, but I've been waiting on Him for a message that would take me there. And today He did something really beautiful. And it's so reminiscent of the early days when I was on YouTube before I got kicked out. Anyway, during prayer today, during the rosary and the Divine Mercy Chaplet, is a time when I listen for the Lord's voice when everyone else is praying. And what a beautiful message He gave me. But He began by taking my hand and walking me out to the dance floor and just dancing with me to waltzes, one after another. It's interesting because I prayed and I said, Holy Spirit, please pick the song that the Lord wants played. And I put it on shuffle. And many of them were waltzes, and they were just so perfect. All I can tell you is that I was just out of my mind with joy. It was so liberating and so sweet and so beautiful dancing with Him. So I'm going to go ahead and share this message with you. Oh Lord, dancing with You is so sublime. He quipped, you're out of practice. You need more practice with me. It's a great source of joy for both of us. And I want my brides to return to the dance floor and experience this wonder with me. The world is strung so tight, things looming everywhere, dark things, demons unleashed, more and more, chaos every day. Therefore, I need you all to come up much higher. Because even while these vile things are going on, there are still times of celebration in heaven, or none would continue to exist. So deep and dark is the sadness. I want you, my brides, to experience joy with me every day. I want to take you in my arms and swirl you round and round on the dance floor of heaven. And how can this come about, you ask? The answer is simple, by my grace. Simply dispose yourself in complete trust and abandon. Put on a good playlist. Enter into the music and wait. Of course, pray to the Holy Spirit and ask Him to arrange the songs. I will come for you and take your hand, and we will dance together. What an incomparable joy this is for me. With all I must see and suffer around the world, without intermission, this is one time my heart can recover. Being with my beautiful bride, who loves me with all of her heart, feeling her hands holding me securely as we move to the sound of the music. Oh, what joy that is for me. Please, my brides, hear my entreaty and come forward to dance with me. Even you men who consider yourselves brides, you needn't have any shame because I transform you as we dance and truly you are my bride in those moments. There is absolutely nothing carnal or unclean about these sublime times together. It is pure, unspeakable joy and abandon. It is a speck of heaven come down to console you, my loved ones. Have no fear about impropriety, whether he means unclean thoughts and that kind of thing, for it does not exist in heaven. Thoughts like that happen on earth and in the atmosphere, where the demons still have permission to operate, but not in heaven. When you are with me in this way, indeed, you are in heaven. And I wanted to share that for me today, I was simply transported into his arms as we danced to a waltz and swirled round and round on the dance floor. It was dizzying. I had to smile. I could not help but smile as I recognized what I was doing with Jesus. It was absolutely ecstatic and liberating. What an incredible joy. There are no words to express the freedom and happiness that overcame my usual serious demeanor. Oh, Mother Claire, you're so serious. Well, not today. Lord, you are so much fun. Jesus continued, I was hoping you would say that. I get nervous too, thinking about how my bride feels about my dancing style. But I could tell you were brimming over with joy, so that put my heart at ease. Does it surprise you that I'm self-conscious about dancing? Well, it shouldn't, because I'm always thinking about each one of you and thinking of ways to bring you happiness. Yes, I do think of ways to bring you joy on this dark and oppressive planet. I think hard and then work on your heavenly home and plan how to make everything better for you. I hope it makes you happy to know that I care that much about you, because I really do. So please follow my directions to you and find some good dance music. Hint, I love to waltz. Many of your worship songs are waltzes, and they're just perfect for me. When a more quiet song comes on, I draw you closer to my heart and rest my chin on your head, lost in a sweet, sweet moment that strengthens me. And do not allow anyone to tell you that I am God and never get weary. I do get weary from the suffering I must see and experience every day all over the world. Oh, I do look forward to the rapture, truly, when my bride will not have to undergo these torments anymore. And you will see as we dance that my Holy Spirit has adorned you with the very perfect details of what you were wearing, flowers in your hair, a veil, and most of all, an inner sense of peace in my presence. Claire, I long to bring you peace every single day. I long to relieve the daily stress and tensions you all must live under. I long with a desire you cannot fathom to take you off the earth and into heaven, where all these burdens are gone and you feel light as a feather. Well, yes, Lord, I did feel like a feather being tossed about by the wind, and it was exhilarating. It was that way for me as well, beloved. We are a match made in heaven, and each of you, my brides, are also a match made in heaven for me. I have told you before, and I will repeat it again for you now. When my Father took life from within his own being, it was a most unique and precious particle that was not duplicated by any other in the universe. Ah, yes, you are all one of a kind. And that is why it is so devastating for us when we lose a soul to Satan. For that God particle that you are can never be replaced. Now, I wanted to say here, he did say us, so devastating for us. Here he's talking about the Holy Trinity. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one, just like we have a spirit, a soul, and a body. It's the exact same way with him. And because he made us in his image. So whenever I refer to we, I'm talking about the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But ah, yes, you are all one of a kind, And that is why it is so devastating for us when we lose a soul to Satan. For that God particle that you are can never be replaced. It is gone. It is gone forever. And there is a most unique place within us that is now gone and will never be filled by anyone else for all of eternity. So you can see, we do know the pain of death. To lose just one soul, one God particle of our own being, is devastating and irreplaceable for all of eternity. And so that is why you must never be jealous of anyone. You have qualities we celebrate as you return to us, and in a very real sense, make us feel whole again. Some intellectuals and theologians will accuse you of heresy, that God in any way, shape, or form can be lacking. But they are wrong. We feel the loss of a soul more profoundly than you can ever imagine. Oh, it is true, my bride. Believe me, it is so true. You are unique. No one can replace you. So never be jealous of another, because they don't have the qualities that duplicate your qualities, so they can never be a replacement for you. I leave off with this message now, with one word. Dance with me. Bring me joy. Distract me from the constant pain of loss. Please, beloved, take me seriously and bring me joy as only you can do. That was the end of his message, and this place that we're living in the mountains, I named it the refuge of his sacred heart. Not a refuge for people to come running to, but a refuge where God can come and experience love in his sacred heart from his creatures. So the Lord bless you, dear ones, and please do put together a good song list and put it on random. Allow him the joy of dancing with you. God bless you.